All right, so kind of an announcement, kind of an introduction. Oh, I keep changing your headphones. Dave,
it's
I'm
so
sorry.
Loud in my head.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, so we have some changes coming to XTU, but this is nothing bad. It's all very exciting. So, you know, Raz on the radio, who's been doing afternoons on XTU for 1.5 million years, which is about a half year longer than I've been doing mornings on XTU, he's changing things up a little bit because he got promoted, and he's going to be our program director. Yay! Okay, well, actually, he is. And so in that there are new responsibilities with that, he's not going to be taking on the responsibility of afternoons anymore. He's moving to midday, so he'll be splitting that shift with Brian McKay. And so we have a special guest in the studio, somebody that you're going to be hearing a lot of starting Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, our new 3 to 7 personality, Nicole!
I'm so excited to be here. I put on the headphones and I go, wow, I'm home.
You're home. Amazing. Oh, good. Yes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
So I've been in Philly radio for a while. A lot of people might know me as Nick the Web Chick. My real name's Nicole. And I feel like, you know, it's more me.
Yeah.
You know, I live in the city. I'm a city girl. I love it. You know, always looking for calorie-free French fries.
Good luck with that.
Is there such a thing?
It's tough. It's tough. I always say, great hair, slow metabolism. We all have our things. I'm single, looking, you know, for a husband or a boyfriend or somebody to, you know, make out with once in a while.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Right now, not always Mr. Right.
Right. You know, I mean, you got to keep your standards high. You know, you have to.
That's where we differ.
Right. That's, you know, what happens sometimes with all of us. My fam, I'm from near the Poconos. I grew up in, like, near Jim Thorpe. And so all my family and friends are here. I went to Drexel. I'm just really excited to be here. It's just very exciting. I think country is, like, the hottest format right now. I've been obsessed with a lot of the artists for the last couple years. And when I got this opportunity, I'm like, and just like the team, it's a, this family and
it is. Plus, I mean, it's really what sets XTU apart from, I think, any other radio station, right? Is that we are truly one big happy family. And it's not just what happens in here on this side of the microphone, but also on the other side of the speaker. I mean, they just, we have like the best listeners in the world.
And I have big shoes to fill. Raz is amazing.
Yeah.
He's absolutely incredible. And, you know, when we made the announcement and I got all these new followers and I said, I promise I will do Raz and every listener proud, because this is why I love country so much. The passion of the artists and, you know, and the artists, and they're releasing a new song and then they're going on tour. Like the fact that, you know, Thomas Rhett's going to be in SNL and then he's at BB&T Pavilion in August and, you know, and he loves us and it's all that fun stuff, you know, and like, I'm so excited to bring that passion together.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So welcome to the family, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Yay! We're excited that you're here. So Monday, we get to hear you for the first time starting at 3 o'clock.
Hopefully I remember how to push the buttons.
I think you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. We're all here to back you.
Raz didn't tell you have to come in at 7 o'clock in the morning every day?
Right, exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.